This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. First up, we are looking at the announcement on the loan moratorium extension and then its implications. This is, of course, after the Prime Minister's announcement earlier this afternoon. So to sum up, while most of us will go back to repaying our loans after September 30th, if we haven't already, the moratorium is going to be extended in a targeted fashion for three specific groups of people. So firstly, unemployed Malaysians who are still looking for jobs will have an extension of the moratorium for 3 months. And then for borrowers who have seen their salaries reduced, their monthly installments can also be reduced in proportion to that. And this reduction will be applied for at least 6 months. And in both this first and second category, further extensions may also be possible after that. Thirdly, certain individuals can negotiate with their banks even further for more assistance, specifically small traders and self-employed Malaysians. This might mean a number of things. So only paying the interest portion of their loans for a temporary period, for instance, or extending the overall loan period to reduce the amount of repayment for each month. Folks who qualify for these extensions can begin applying or discussing this with their banks from August 7th onwards. And overall, these measures are expected to benefit around 3 million people. So in light of these new measures, we want to see whether they go far enough to help those who need it most, because experts have repeatedly stressed the need for targeted aid over blanket measures so that the government can be more efficient. And that is certainly what this looks like. It's basically the government saying that, yes, we hear you, we understand that the loan moratorium has been helpful, and that for some people it's just too much to ask at this point financially to go back to servicing those loans. And that's why it is for particular groups of people who are going to be getting that extension. Do you belong to this group of people? What do you think of the extension? Or do you just have any questions about what this might mean? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Nirmala Subramaniam, who's the Financial Education Manager at AKPK, that is the Credit Counselling and Debt Management Agency. So yeah, let us know if you have any questions. That will be coming right up. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. This evening, we are talking about the loan moratorium extension that was announced earlier this afternoon by the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. And it's going to be, the short version is that the moratorium will be extended in a targeted fashion for specific groups of people in order to ensure that it goes only to the people who need it really at this point in time. If you have any questions on this, if you have any thoughts, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now joining us on the line is Nirmala Subramaniam, Financial Education Manager at AKPK, that is the Credit Counselling and Debt Management Agency. Nirmala, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Can we, so I wanted to know, first of all, what has AKPK's work been like during this period of, you know, the various MCOs, especially in light of the loan moratorium?
All right. We've been busy. We have given moratorium to all our clients as well, those who came into our debt restructuring program. And we continued our counselling via telephone and received a lot of queries during the MCO period, especially on the moratorium. Like, for example, in April alone, we had about 20,000 calls. So we have been actively advising people on the moratorium, even in terms of educating the public on financial management issues, in terms of how they should prepare themselves for post-moratorium. We have articles, infographics daily. We also provide webinar sessions. And we also have our own online learning modules, Brighter Days Ahead. And we try to educate people on what and how they should prepare themselves financially facing this post-moratorium, facing post-COVID issues, actually.
Mm. And among your clients, when the moratorium was first announced, was it welcomed?
I guess it was because I think when it was first announced, many of us were in fear, uncertainty. We were not sure of income. And of course, the fear of paying was there. And the fear of how long this would carry on was also there. In fact, we did a polling in our social media. We asked the public, I mean, our Facebook likers or Instagram, we asked, would you take the moratorium? And we had 88% who said that they would take the moratorium. And when we asked them further, why would you take the moratorium? And they said that 48% said that they would use these funds for creating emergency savings. So they wanted to have savings now. So they were worried if this situation was going to prolong. And 21% said they would take it to buy daily needs. And another 16% said it was for investment. So this was the thought that we gathered around at the beginning of the moratorium.
And could you also, I mean, you mentioned earlier that some of the concerns were around how long the moratorium would last. So with the moratorium coming to an end reasonably soon, have you been hearing concerns from your clients?
Yes, of course, especially from those who are affected in terms of those who have lost their job or, you know, a reduction in income or some instability of income. So, yes, of course, the concern is there. And hence why we hear the extension of moratorium is announced and the targeted bank assistance is announced. So if we look at this, this is specifically to address the groups who are affected. Yeah. So we have moratorium extension for those who have lost their job in 2020 and have not found a new job yet. So the moratorium will be extended for another 3 months. And after 3 months, if their situation remains, they can still actually communicate with the financier to reconsider. And we also have the individuals who are still employed or who still have a job, but probably they have a pay cut. They have their wages reduced. And what is offered to them is their installments, meaning their monthly commitments, their bank installments, would also be decreased in tandem with their pay cuts. So if there is, for example, they have taken this housing loan and this is the monthly installment they pay, but they have received this pay cut. So with the restructuring, they negotiate with their financier and then they would receive a reduction in their monthly installment. So this is something offered. And they've also offered this targeted bank assistance to individual borrowers, self-employed, who are affected too by probably maybe servicing the interest only for an agreed period or maybe extending the tenure so that they can reduce the monthly installment. And they're also providing some other exemptions that would assist to ease the burden of the borrowers. So there are concerns, especially from those who are affected, and these are the remedies that has been provided for them.
So with these remedies, do you think that it covers the people and groups that it needs to?
Yeah, it kind of covers everybody, but there are certain issues that probably it's not so visible. For example, if I were to give you it's a household, and I would say probably the husband is working with the government, and he takes up most of the loans, and the wife covers the monthly expenses, and the wife works in private, let's say, for example. And maybe the wife is experiencing pay cut, reduce of income. So with this, they don't really fall into that category of a reduction because she doesn't have any loan. But what they can do, there are still solutions, is we still have this category of affected individual borrowers. So you could still negotiate with the bank or you could come to AKPK. We will look at it as in terms of how we could actually help because you are actually facing monthly repayment issues. You can't afford even though the income is there, but household in terms of household, maybe you're affected. So come to AKPK and we will negotiate with the financier and try to get a restructured repayment plan which is affordable by the borrower and also acceptable by the financier. So it's more about us actually understanding the current situation that we are facing.
And while we're talking about that, some sectors have, I think, been more affected than others. We hear a lot about the tourism industry, for instance. Do you think that this targeted extension will be instrumental in helping companies and, for that matter, employees in these sectors recover?
Yeah, because I guess it will help them reduce their commitments and focus on rebuilding their cash flow, diversifying their business. But they must have some sort of planning there too. They can't just hold on to this and hope that, you know, it will recover fast. But we have been listening from the industry experts and all. They said it will take time. So meanwhile, this would actually help to ease and help to continue, but it also depends on how well they're going to plan in terms of recovery, in terms of diversifying, in terms of gaining back and going up back. You know, so the planning has to be there, and probably they need to seek some advice on that as well.
Okay, so breaking it down just a little bit more, if I am somebody who qualifies for this extension, what is my next step? What should I be doing?
Okay, they have mentioned that you should actually, I would like to say something here that, you know, to understand what kind of situation you are in, what kind of financial issues you're facing it. So first and foremost, we always say that please do this 4A action. We call this 4A. Try to admit first that, okay, there is an issue. I need to resolve it. And number two, analyze your situation, list down the debts, list down your income, list down and see and analyze to see if you can really afford on it. And then take action. The third A is take action. And it means that they have mentioned that after the 7th of August, you could actually contact your bank and see how you could resolve this issue. What are the documents needed if you fall into this category? So what are the documents needed, and you submit them, and you can actually ask them further in terms of if would there be any additional charges, yeah? What would my installment be like after the extension period ends? And if in between this tenure, I have the means to pay, let's say now, yes, I'm facing problems, so I extend for another 6 months, but what if I can pay in between? Suddenly I got a job and I can start paying back. So how does that go? How does that work? You know, so things like that I would want to make decision like. And if there is a reschedulement, because it was also mentioned that for higher purchase loan, you could actually talk back to your financier and talk on a reschedulement, probably on a lower repayment and an extended tenure. So you want to know if there are going to be any additional charges to it, and would there be a new agreement, and would there be charges? So these are some things that we need to find out, and then we take the action. And if all these three actions, all these three A's that doesn't work, we have the fourth A, which is AKPK. So the clients could, the borrowers could can definitely come and see us to gain more advice. And what we are trying to say is don't wait for the very last minute. And when it comes to October and then only you are, you know, in shock or I have to pay back, start analyzing your situation now and take action on it now so that you are much more prepared by the time the September arrives.
So we do have a question from Stephen via WhatsApp who says, would you know if freelancers and sole proprietors who really did lose their income, are they entitled to this 3-month extension of the loan moratorium?
They are, because it is mentioned for those who have lost their income. So in terms of losing their job or lost their income, it comes under the same category. But they would definitely need to call the bank, and probably there are some documents that they would need to show to the financier. So that they can start doing right after 7th August. And if I'm sure some of the financiers would be calling them now, and if they can't find a solution there, please come to AKPK. We will try to help you.
Okay, so in conclusion then, Nirmala, firstly, what would you like to leave us with? And also, how can people get in touch with AKPK?
The first thing, the thing that we would like to say is you have to act upon it, and the action comes from you. And this is a loan that we have taken, and eventually we have to pay for it. So let's work towards it and how we can get things better. And how AKPK can be contacted. Our number is 2616-7766. Or you could go into our website, www.akpk.org.my. There is an online form that they can actually fill up and our counsellors will get in touch. But please remember that AKPK services is free of charge. We do not charge the clients who come to us for help, for advice and for our debt restructuring program. So please do not pay any commission if asked to. There is no such thing. All your payments are for the bank, so we will do a restructuring and the payment will be made via AKPK. Yeah.
Nirmala, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
That was Nirmala Subramaniam, Financial Education Manager at AKPK, or the Credit Counselling and Debt Management Agency, talking to us about the loan moratorium extension that's going to apply to targeted groups of people after September 30th, and discussing really the importance of assessing and taking action at this point in time. Again, if you would like some advice maybe, or just need some help sorting things out, you can reach AKPK by calling 2616-7766 or going to their website, that's akpk.org.my. If you have any questions or thoughts you'd like to offer on the extension on the loan moratorium, we're going to be continuing our conversation after the 6:30 news with a focus on SMEs. So you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.